As Ybor City continues to struggle to become a vibrant entertainment district, neighborhood associations and local businesses have cited one source of trouble. That would be in some of the unpaved parking lots, mostly south of 7th Avenue. Earlier this year, the Tampa City Council directed city staff to look at those parking lots to determine if they are under proper code. Many of them are not. That's according to the city's Land Development Department Manager, Lori Moretta.
That aerial identifies 19 sites that are involved with nighttime parking. And all of them are in violation of Chapter 27, except for lot number 18, which is under building code violation, building permitting violations, actually.
The council directed city staff to look at the permitting of those parking lots after a discussion on the quality of Ybor City was discussed at an earlier council meeting. At that meeting, some business members in the area said that fights erupted in those parking lots after the bars closed. That point was emphasized again by Land Development Manager Lori Moretta.
Within the historic district, in the last few years, council has heard a number of complaints, especially from residents on the south side of 6th Avenue, concerned about the interim parking lots. And the direction that council has been wanting to go is to eliminate interim parking lots, especially in the YC7 district, which is the district that's geared for residential use.
City Councilwoman Lita Salcena said she supported cracking down on those who are running the unpermitted parking lots, but asked Moretta that if those lots were shut down, would there be sufficient parking available in the rest of Ybor City?
We want to make sure that there's availability. I believe there is, but I'd love to have numbers on what's out there and how if we, you know, were to eliminate some of these illegal lots or whatever they're,
I have been working, Mr. Corbett, and the numbers show that there is available parking, at least for most events. I think when there's a big event like Guavaween, then it may not be necessary, but that's really a special event issue.
City Councilman Charlie Miranda said the issue with enforcing rules on parking lots in Ybor has been going on for years, yet the city has done nothing about them.
We have given those interim parking lots all the leadway, all the ability to bring it up to the standards of the city. And this happened back in the late 90s or early 2000. It's since time has passed, the 5 years have gone, maybe almost twice as long as 5 years. And the same old thing, like I say, the old dangling part of simple is still hanging around. We're not doing constructive review to bring them all up to conformity and standards that they do need. It's very difficult to tell a tourist that comes into town or explain to that tourist, Ybor City was nice and beautiful, but when I went to get my car, I was in mud.